You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
So, today is game four in Chicago. Jake Arrieta going for the Cubs. I'm not sure who the Mets have throwing, but Arrieta, if he's on today, this could be over. Or if it's not, they go back to Washington. And nobody who's a Cub fan wants that to happen. So that one today at 4:30 is the only game on today. The Astros beat the Red Sox 5-4 yesterday to clinch that series and move on to their very first American League Championship series that will begin. I got all these dates. It'll begin when all this is over with. What's today? Tuesday. So this may go on. They'll likely begin this weekend sometime. We'll get all the exact dates and times. But probably on TBS for the majority of it, and we'll find out for sure. So, this team probably is going to be, after what they went through in Houston with hurricanes and all the messes, people are pulling for the Astros in some cases because they could use some good news. Plus, this team was so bad about 3 years ago. It was just awful. They have turned it around, and so good luck to them. They were last in the series in 05 and lost it to the White Sox because they were in the National League for most of the past, well, I guess, since they began, but they changed to the AL some years ago. Dodgers down the Diamondbacks to sweep that series. They await the winner of the Cubs and Nationals to see who plays for the NLCS, which begins Thursday, I believe, or perhaps Friday, depending upon what happens today. Let's see, what else? There was Monday Night Football last night. I didn't watch a second of it. And Minnesota beat the Bears 2017 on a field goal toward the end. So, yippee. The baseball, again, some series are done, some are not. The NHL is playing. Last night's winners were the Blues of St. Louis, Colorado, New Jersey, Toronto, Tampa Bay, Winnipeg, and Calgary. The Flames beat Anaheim. So those are those games. And in the world of pro sport, there's so much money involved in this. There's so much money involved in everything. And it's what makes the corporate world go around, be it broadcasting or be it sports. The money is tossed around in sports like it's, play money. Now, there are contracts that you just can't believe get signed because they just don't make any sense in all these sports. The NBA pays guys a lot of money, and the NFL pays guys a bunch of money. Baseball, I'm guessing, is the sport that pays the most. Now, this young man from Philadelphia, the 76ers, he's their center, a promising young athlete named Joel Embiid. It's E-M-B-I-I-D. Joel Embiid. Anyway, this dude has been in the league for 3 years. He's played 30 games because he's been hurt on and off for 3 years. He's played 30 games. So they have signed this young man. He's referred to here as injury prone, you think? He hadn't played since this past January. And before that was hurt constantly. However, he has been cleared to practice following knee surgery. Now, with knees, as you know, that's a really rough part of your body for any athlete, and I guess in the NBA especially. And this boy has been signed to a 5-year deal worth $148 million. He's played 30 games in 3 years. They just gave him a 5-year deal worth $150 million. If he gets hurt, he gets paid. Unless he is hurt so bad that he can't play ever again, the contract is then null and void. If he gets hurt and is out for half the season, he still gets paid. And that shows you why people, I think, like me, who have watched sports for a long time, have lost interest. This guy has really accomplished nothing. His potential is remarkable, but he hadn't done anything because he's always hurt. Yet they sign him because money is, it's everywhere. $148 million for 5 years. There's no logic in that at all. And there's no other business in the world, I don't think, who would sign a human being to that kind of money based upon potential. You suck for 3 years, and now, here you go. Hope your knees are okay. That's what the fans of the Grizzlies are. They're just begging and hoping that Chandler Parsons, that his knees will finally work and he will be able to be a contributing factor to this team that he was not last year when he was signed to a remarkably expensive contract. And the guy has got, you know, really, really bad knees and didn't play and offer much last year at all. Everybody hopes that he has got himself back in shape and will play some good basketball this year. We all hope so for the Grizzlies' sake. So good luck to them. That's pretty much the deal. Odell Beckham Jr., this kid will undergo, he snapped his ankle, I guess, in half. He's out for the season, as is J.J. Watt of the Texans. That sucks. The Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, he's hurt. So these guys just keep getting hurt and hurt because the game is violent and gets more so seemingly every week, every year. And it's unfortunate. And this idiot that was coaching for the Dolphins, their line coach on the offense, you just don't know what's going through somebody's mind when you allow them to have a girl tape you on her phone as you snort cocaine and then put it on social media. Three lines. I hope it was some good blow there, my brother, because he is fired. He said he will seek medical help. You do that. You have a good time with that medical help. But who in their right mind, and there's your operative phrase, that was so stupid. Why did he think that she would not put it on social media?
Everyone else does with everything else.
Yep.
Watch me snort this coke. I am so cool. Okay.
And I'm untouchable. Nothing could happen to me.
And you're unemployed. None here. You're just an idiot.
Oops.
The email address at this, whatever it is mail@drakeinthemorning.com. We appreciate your little missives of love and hate.
That's right. And this one from Scotty says, everyone and their mom bitched and moaned when Mike Conley got paid, but at least he was proven when he got paid.
Yeah, he was proving. Yeah, he had played and learned, and was developing. He was coached, and he worked his ass off, and he played through injury, and he came out of what? He was a young man that really fought, and he's good and productive and all of that. But this guy has played played so little that he could be the rookie of the year in the NBA in his fourth year because he's played so few games. And they signed the dude to $150 million for 5 years. I just don't get it.
This one from Sally says, I watched that Spielberg documentary you mentioned.
Yeah.
It is excellent. And he is wonderful.
Yeah.
What touched me the most, besides his incredible career, is his reconciliation with his father, the coming back together of his parents after divorcing and marrying other people, and him coming back to his religion. What a story and a fantastic documentary. HBO has put out some incredible documentaries lately.
Yes, they have. And he is so honest about these movies and what they mean to him. And after you have seeing things like, you know, E.T. and all those movies and Close Encounters, you understand what they mean to him and what the original ideas behind them. It is very touching, and they're about family in many cases and family dysfunction. E.T. is about a family that is broken and about the hole that leaves in children and what could possibly ever, you know, fill that void of your dad being gone. Well, a little guy from outer space might help. And it is very sweet. And then he goes on and has a bomb with 1941. And then he came back and began to crank out the hits. And then he got really, really serious. The Color Purple and Schindler's List. And so he's not a one-trick kind of a guy. He's had a remarkable career. He is so smart and so honest. And it is a tuna. It's a pretty long, long thing. But it's not dull for a minute. It is extremely good. It's on HBO a lot because it just premiered, I guess, over the weekend. So if you like movies and like what he has done, and I forgot all the things he's done.
There's a real long list.
It's a long, long, long. And he was involved in many, many areas of some of these films. But from Jaws on, it was Jaws and Close Encounters and E.T. and then on and on and on. So he is a quite impressive man.
And he went for a while doing something real, real serious and then doing something real, real light.
Yeah.
He did Flags of Our Fathers,
right.
Letters from Iwo Jima, and then Monster House.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't Flags Clint Eastwood? I think that he may have exec produced
that. He was producer
that.
That's it. That's what it is.
That was Eastwood. Yeah, so he would go back and forth from a serious film to one that was not serious. But now I think he pretty much, there are some things that he is, because as time goes by, he is less hands-on and more offering ideas and support and money to those who are trying to make movies.
This one from Mary says, thanks so much for playing all the Tom Petty music. It helps fans like me. I wanted to let you know that Tom did a version of Image of Me from Conway Twitty. If you get a chance, check that out. He did an amazing job. He was just versatile, and many people knew about that one. Thanks, says Mary.
Yeah, I go, everywhere I go, somebody brings this up. And it's been 8 days today since this was confirmed. No, yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it was confirmed last Tuesday. And it has not left the public conscience. It's still there. It's has stuck with me intensely a lot more than anybody in a long time, and I think that many people feel the same way. And it's kind of hard to put your finger on it, but then again, it's not. He was the everyman kind of guy, and it is hard to believe that all these words and all these songs, all the emotions he touched and just all the things he did in his life. And suddenly he is, snatched away. It's kind of hard to reconcile. What's that song called again?
It's a Conway Twitty song, Image of Me, she says.
Let me try to find it.
She doesn't say where it might be found.
But, all right, thank you, man.
Hunt it up. We were talking about emojis yesterday and how the messages could be weird and confusing. And Clint wrote in saying, Falstaff Beer had this down long ago. We would sit around, drink that horrible stuff, and try to figure out what the symbols meant. Got real fun after about 6 beers. Did Falstaff Beer have weird images on their cans? I was never a Falstaff Beer person to know.
Falstaff Beer was a long time ago. And I don't, that beer isn't made much anymore. That was a Midwestern beer, as I recall. And I don't think it was around much. I can see the can. It was like kind of a goldish green, here. I think.
Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Golden black.
America's premium quality beer.
All right.
Okay, I'll pass.
But that could be a new sort of game that goes around, though, is you send out an emoji message to some of your friends, and they have to figure out what this arrangement of symbols actually means.
Yeah.
I mean, it's easy if it's like what would you say yesterday? Mermaid, middle finger, and broccoli.
Yeah, I'm about to emoji it out, too. It's enough already.
Brent said, finished The Ranger, and hands down, one of the best books I have read. I had a hectic weekend, but found time to finish the book, and can't wait to continue in the series.
Number two is
The Lost Ones.
Okay, yeah, just keep buying them. They're out there in bookstores, online. Right. Each one, the story grows, the characters are more developed, and you watch Quinn Coulson go through a lot of stuff that all is set around Memphis and the north part of Mississippi.
Hippahaw County.
Good, good, simple people down there in Jericho.
And as what did Ace say, as the series grew, the main character is becoming more and more of Tippahaw County instead of Quinn, which is fine.
That's true, and it's but this most recent book, The Fallen, has the most mentions of Memphis, I think, of all the books. But They're all good. Read them all. Ace wants you to buy his books today, please.
That's right. And let's see. This one came in from D. Mize. We were talking about Columbus Day a lot yesterday, as it turned out.
It was D. Mize's birthday yesterday.
Oh, really?
Happy birthday, sir. I don't know, 40-ish, I'm guessing.
Well, that may explain part of this. He says, if one simply Googles Columbus and genocide, one might understand why the man should not have a day in his name. He had never been on a ship until he was promised 10% of the haul if he found anything worth exploiting in the New World, and all the native populations on what would become Haiti, Cuba, the Bahamas, and the Antilles were enslaved and ultimately were pretty much wiped out by Columbus and his men, and there wasn't any gold around there to speak of. Just a template for future exploration and discovery of civilizations which had been thriving for thousands of years until being civilized by these white guys, says D. Mize. But if you take away Columbus Day, then it's just David Mize's birthday.
I know.
See, so this so also that's makes what, sense
so,
that way.
So he's being selfish, basically, is the point.
I think he has an agenda. That's what it is.
And a Columbus was an a-hole, and thanks for bumming us out, dude.
Oh, if there's anything you want to share with us, go ahead and do that.
You don't have to, really.
You could.
Don't feel compelled.
We are receiving all the time, though. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com.
Columbus Day. Get your ass back to work. bank holiday, my butt. And someone said it was a federal holiday, too.
Yeah, that's why the banks are closed. I mean, that's the real reason. Not
what an absolute bunch of baloney. So there was no mail.
Right.
And no banks.
Right.
And the kids are on fall break. No bull.
No liquor in states that won't sell liquor on federal holidays.
Oh, my God, that sucks.
It's just not very whatever. This happened. This is history. And who cares about history? Josh Highsaw is our man that sells houses and does it very, very well. He has his own method. He and his colleagues at Keller Williams have a system for getting them on the market and getting them done. And they do this all the time. When you get a hold of him, here's the concept. In 45 days, if it's not sold, Josh will make the payments for you, or he'll buy the house. It's your choice. No obligation. Anytime you can cancel it. But the stories that we get here almost every day about somebody, and it's just remarkable. This gal in Memphis wanted to get her house sold. She had a job transfer. She and Josh hooked up, and she had 33 showings and 7 offers, and the home was sold for all cash in less than one day. That's how this guy works all the time. He sells homes quickly. 461-8147, 461-8147, or joshsellsthemidsouth.com. That's joshsellsthemidsouth.com. Give him a call, and he will take care of you. We'll do a break and come back in a moment.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.